This Friday, October 15th, marks the beginning of the Symphony's, the Juno Symphony's 59th season with a concert at St. Paul's Catholic Church. And you can imagine the excitement that's building for the Symphony's first in-person concert in almost 2 years. So joining us now from the Juno Symphony to tell us what we can look forward to is Charlotte Truitt, Executive Director. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello. And also we have Franz Felkel, the Concertmaster and 2021 Fall Season Artistic Director. Hello, Franz.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good, good. All right, Charlotte, let's start with you. Tell us what it means to be back with an in-person concert.
Well, it's very exciting to be at a point where we can do in-person concerts. You know, throughout the past year, we've done virtual concerts, which are wonderful, and we're really grateful that we could partner with KTOO and make that happen. But boy, there's nothing like live music and being in person with people. And so I believe our musicians and the audience, they're very eager to be together again and really looking forward to this on Friday night.
Franz, what would you add?
Yeah, I know the musicians are all very excited to be back in front of a live audience. You know, it's one thing to produce these virtual seasons where we know we have an audience watching later on, not live, but it's another thing to be in the room with the audience, because, you know, that's what we do as musicians. We want to perform and play for our community.
I also had a lot of fun with the virtual concerts, but they are a ton of work and a big cost to everyone and just not the same. Although they were great for what they were, speaking for myself, yeah. You know, if I do say so myself. Anyway, tell us a little bit about the concert this Friday. I know it's a kickoff to the season, but it's not exactly like a normal symphony season opener.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead, Franz.
Yeah. So this concert, we're calling it the Camerata Night or Camerata Concert, and Camerata is a group of smaller ensembles. So we'll start the program with a cello quartet, a few pieces with a cello quartet with our lovely cellist of the Juno Symphony. And then we have a smaller, we have about, I don't know, 25 string players and about four wind players, two flutes and two horns joining us. So we have a just strings piece by Edvard Grieg called the Holberg Suite, which is a great work and really suits for this size of orchestra. And then we have a Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, which was Bach's son, or one of Bach's sons. And that has full strings and two flutes, and it's a really great piece. And then we'll finish the program with a Mozart symphony that has, it's a smaller orchestra size, and it has two flutes and two horns with strings. So this concert is about using the numbers that we have in a safe way for an audience.
Would you like to add anything to that, Charlotte?
No, I would say I think the pieces are beautiful and lovely. They're more intimate, you know. We all enjoy the large full orchestra when there's the main stage concerts, but there's another beauty to this, and it's a little smaller, more intimate, more beautiful. And I think the setting of this concert will be very appropriate for the music as well. We're very grateful to be at St. Paul's Church, which I don't know that we've ever done a symphony concert there. We've done a few things with our student symphony there, but it's a lovely space. It's a beautiful sacred space, and it's very appropriate for this music. I think that everyone will feel very fortunate to get to be there and experience this together.
Yes, and I've also heard that it is sold out. So if those of us listening now, there are no longer tickets available. And it's also not going to be broadcast live on KRNN as we normally would do with a symphony concert. However, I expect it will be recorded. Will there be chances for folks to hear this concert later on?
Yes, later on, we're really fortunate to have Betsy Sims, who is available to do a professional audio recording of the concert. And so perhaps we can have that aired on KRNN later, or maybe on one of our Sundays with the Juno Symphony radio weekly programs would be perfect for that. So we hope to have it out and available in the future, but it won't be live streamed, but it will be available by audio in the future.
For those who are lucky enough to get a ticket, they will also be required to wear masks and provide proof of vaccination at the door. And you're also doing paperless ticketing, so there's no need to print a receipt. You can just check in at the door with your name. I think those are some necessary measures for right now. And I wanted to talk about what's coming up for the rest of the season and how you plan to continue to safely hold in-person concerts.
Right. Well, we do have another concert on the calendar. We're doing a holiday cheer concert, December 11th and 12th at Thunder Mountain High School. We've been able to confirm that space. We're working on a extensive COVID mitigation plan that will be approved by the city again. And that concert will be similar to what we had last year virtually. So it'll be a concert where the first half is strings only, and the second half will be brass only. So we'll be able to have a wide variety of, traditional Christmas music that we all know and love in a wonderful celebration together with the community. We will offer two concerts and the capacity will be greater. So we hope to have at least 200 per concert. But I would say to folks, if you're interested, please, once we have those available on the website in a couple of weeks, get right on so that you don't miss out, because we will have limited seating to both of those concerts as well. And if you really want to be a part of it, we hope you'll get on early and secure those spaces, and then be prepared to adhere to the COVID mitigation plan of masking and so on. And we'll be together for the holidays, which will be exciting.
And Franz, will you
after?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Charlotte.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, after the December concert, we hope to have our first main stage concert in the last weekend of January with full orchestra under the direction of our new music director. And we are culminating that search that's gone on for about 3 years now. It's been quite a process, but we, the musicians and board, are voting on the new music director. They will be selected in November. And so we will have the new music director on board for that main stage concert at the end of January.
Excellent. Well, that's terrific. Thank you so much for the updates with the Juno Symphony. And I hope you guys have a great performance this Friday. Franz, Charlotte, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we say goodbye today?
Raffle tickets. We have raffle tickets for sale.
Yes. Yeah, we are always needing to do fundraising, and we do have raffle tickets available there on our website. You can go to junosymphony.org and grab a raffle ticket to help support us. And if folks have any questions, feel free to reach out to the symphony. We're always here listening and look forward to engaging with the community.
Excellent. Thank you again both for your time today. Thanks for being on Juno Afternoon. Look forward to speaking to you again about the holiday cheer concert.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
You too.